This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says the United States hopes to create conditions where people will be able to and will want to return home to their countries rather than risk emigrating to the United States. Speaking in Lima, Peru, the third stop on his South American tour, Pompeo said the Trump administration hopes the millions who have fled Venezuela will soon be able to return home.
It is our deep hope that we can achieve our objectives quickly, timely, so that these individuals will return to their home countries. It's what they want. I think it's what the people of Peru and Colombia and the other countries that are graciously, generously hosting and educating these people today. We want to create the conditions in every country so this migration, these refugees, don't need to travel to these places.
On Sunday, Pompeo continues his trip to the Colombian border town of Cúcuta to visit with Venezuelan refugees. Meanwhile, International Monetary Fund Managing Director Christine Lagarde says her organization will not help Venezuela deal with its economic crisis until a large majority of its members decide who to recognize as the country's leader. Speaking here in Washington Saturday, Lagarde said the majority of IMF members have to decide who to recognize, and that process has not started yet.
It has to be a large majority of the membership actually recognizing diplomatically the authorities that they regard as legitimate. And as soon as that happens, then we move following our membership.
Lagarde said once a decision is made, the IMF stands ready to help Venezuela, which has been struggling with a deep economic crisis marked by widespread food and medicine shortages, as well as hyperinflation. For more on these stories, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Sudan has its third leader in as many days. On Saturday, military interim leader Abdel Fattah al-Burhan Abdulrahman promised protesters that they'll soon have a civilian government after 3 decades of autocratic rule under Omar al-Bashir. We get details from Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder.
Burhan was sworn in on Saturday. He was the military's number 3, but is believed to be more ready to talk to the demonstrators. And protests claimed another high-profile scalp Saturday, Sudan's powerful intelligence chief Salah Ghosh. Buoyed by success, protesters ignored an overnight curfew Ibn Auf attempted to impose. Sudan's protests have met violence. At least 16 people were killed by what police said were stray bullets at protests and sit-ins on Thursday and Friday.
Lucy Fielder of Reuters. The International Organization for Migration says it has repatriated 160 African migrants who have been living under dire conditions in Libya. We get details from Lisa Schlein in Geneva.
The situation in and around Tripoli has become increasingly violent and unstable since a renegade general began an offensive April 4th to capture the Libyan capital. IOM spokesman Joel Millman says his agency has had to work around the difficulties posed by increased airport security this week.
Amid the ongoing clashes, IOM staff in Libya coordinated very closely with Libyan authorities to ensure the safe arrival of all migrants coming from different detention centers in different urban areas in Tripoli to Mitiga Airport. The airport was briefly affected by the armed conflict this week, but later resumed activity, as I said, only between the hours of 7 p.m. and 7 a.m. every day.
So far this year, IOM has repatriated 3,175 migrants from detention centers and urban centers. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
At least 5 people were killed Saturday during violent protests in Somalia's capital, Mogadishu. Hundreds of drivers took to the streets to protest the recent killing of a tuk-tuk driver and the road closures that have strangled traffic in the city. Protesters burned tires and shouted slogans against government security forces. At least 2 people were wounded when security officers tried to disperse the crowds. It was not clear if police trying to contain the violence or private security guards fired the shots. Tens of thousands of yellow vest protesters took to the streets of France Saturday for the 22nd week running, rejecting measures set to be unveiled by President Emmanuel Macron next week. Toulouse was the movement's capital on Saturday, the city where tension appeared to have risen the highest. Police had to fire tear gas and stun grenades, and protesters set fire to construction equipment and a van. For more, visit our website. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.